Hi, everybody. Good evening and welcome to Creation Lightship Healing. We are live tonight with Ron Amatron on Station 1, bbsradio.com. Today is May 8th, 2013, and our program tonight is going to be a really good one. So welcome, everybody. Welcome to our new listeners and also to our regular listeners. If you have questions or testimonials that you'd like to send over to me, you can do that via Yahoo CLS questions at yahoo.com. That's CLS questions at yahoo.com, and I'd be happy to read them out on the air for you. Okay, so Ron, I know everybody likes to do this, so if it's okay with you, I thought maybe we could bring up the large light being picture and have that charged with peace energy tonight for the duration of the show.
Hey. Yep, let's do that. So here we go, everybody. Bring up the light being on your monitor screen. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So it's being activated here. And let's also bring in some energy here for people that might have, like, maybe disappointment. That's kind of what we'll do here. So if you have a disappointment going on, let's do a clearing for that. So think of your major disappointment, and we'll see what we can do here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So, turn it back over to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, Ron. Thanks. Very peaceful. So, you can find the large light being either at bbsradio.com/creationlightship or on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And you can also find out all about the healings and clearings that Ron does. They're very extensive. There's a lot of them. The one that is the best one to start out with for everybody is the whole lifetime emotional healing, and that one is a whole lifetime clearing. So if you haven't done that one yet, it's a great place to start. And from there, you can kind of tune in with your spirit as your spirit comes more into your body by doing the healings and clearings. And then you can see where to go from there. So that's creationlightship.com. There's a list of all the online healings. There's links to questions and answers about the Creation Lightship. And there's also a really great Creation Lightship Wikipedia page that you can access through Ron's website. Just look in the left and right columns on creationlightship.com. So, Ron, I do have a couple of questions from listeners, and the first one is about detachment. And this person is writing that their opinion is when people have issues with one another, it's only invisible energies messing with each other and not the true people. And they're asking if you have an opinion about this.
Wow, okay. Well, the energy is energy. So let's start off with looking at the energy. So what I believe they're talking about is the fact that energy comes into a person, and that energy can act out situations, judgments, stuff. And so is that true? Well, yeah, everything would be energy under the main heading of life. So as people act out situations, then more than likely it's the entities that are there causing the problems. If it's something that is not the normal person's persona. So I would say that is probably correct. But yes, a person could change by energy that's coming into them, which could be even alien energies, shapeshifters. So it just depends how you want to look at and view this particular situation. But I would say, yeah, everything is energy. And naturally, you probably don't want to have energies connecting to you from other people, only because it can harm you. That's the whole process here, is to kind of get back to your own spiritual integrity of yourself and not have energies, in effect with you, so, and work through you. That can be very, very negative. And energies come into an animal, a human energy, yeah. You know, like I reference all the time, look at the particular YouTube with the barking cats. So if you're new to the program and you want to have an experience, look at the barking cat, and then you can really realize that, wow, something came into that cat to make it bark. So going one step further, what makes barking sound? Well, it's a dog. So, you know, I don't know the back history on this here. Very possibly, maybe, you know, the person that was there who owned the cat also had a dog. Dog didn't want to leave, so maybe it, dog's emotional body, not the spirit, but the emotional body may have went into the cat. And so that's be what is going on with that, but it's all very interesting. So yeah, everything is energy, and some people think that the energy is oneness, so that you're connected to everything. And if that was true, then you'd be able to say, okay, I want to be a leaf now, and you would probably have the energy of a leaf. Or maybe you might say, I want to be a rose. All energy is out there. All energy, you know, is consistent, common to everybody. That's the New Age belief, that all is one. So if you want to be a rose, then turn into a rose. Or if not, bring the energy of a rose to you. And are you going to smell like a rose? No. You're just human. So not everything is the way it's supposed to be. So yes, we'll turn it over to you, Elizabeth. But also in you know, true light, everything is completely separated. There's no emotions. That's where you have to really look at what light is. So you can talk about it all you want, but in true light, there's no emotional energy. And remember, emotions come from situation from the past, and maybe even the future, but we'll just keep it very simple. So everything from the past that is going on is how you relate to life in this present moment. If you had a bad experience, then you may realize that you don't want to do something. Maybe your body might start having troubles about going somewhere or doing something. And that's only because you had a past experience, either this lifetime or other ones, of a negative effect. It could also be a positive experience, but they're all emotional. So, kind of look at that to see how it is. But everything is emotional here. It means that it's carrying judgment, and it's also recorded in you, so that you need to get rid of it. That's what you're trying to do all the time. That's the dark side plan. You see, they kind of hook you up so that you think something's wrong with you, which is true, because you have the DNA and in your spirit for coming into you. But from the get-go, it's very hard to deal with the energies, so you're always looking at stuff maybe outside of yourself to fix you, and not knowing where to go to. That's why you have clearings on the website to get rid of the old you, which would be your emotions, that you're not in judgment, and bringing in energy of peace, like you're bringing to the light beam, so you can become peaceful. Don't live in the past, then you can become peaceful. Otherwise, the past will control your reality. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, Ron, thanks. That's so interesting. It just got me thinking about what it is like being on a true planet of light, and that's kind of what all of the, that is the root of all of the healings. Isn't that correct? It's to sort of get you back into a place of peace and to clear out all of those emotional baggage that you might have from all of these experiences of your current life and your past life. And so, you know, they go back pretty far, some of them, because I guess a lot of people being here for so long have so many things that they need to become uncorded from and cleared out of.
Yes, that is so correct.
That's a great way to look at it, sort of like spring cleaning. I know this is like, we're pretty much well into spring here on the East Coast and could maybe think about it that way. If you'd really like to get a jump start on your spring cleaning, Ron is doing the 8-hour healing intensive conference calls again this month, and the monthly 4-hour ascension preparation call is coming up. I believe that's May 11th, which is this coming Saturday, so that's a great one to get on. And you can purchase all those through creationlightship.com. The 8-hour healing intensives are May 12th, 19th, and 26th. They're 3 Sundays in May. And they're really wonderful. And Ron does a lot of water charging, skin misting water, mouthwash water. And that's great for people that want to experience what it's like to be taken up to the lightship for healing. So it's really wonderful. So make sure and you check those out. I do have a couple more questions. So thank you guys for sending them. I really appreciate it. And, okay, so the next question is... it's actually about a dog, Ron. It's funny, we were just talking about barking cats. let me just read this really quickly. Okay, so the dog would bark and her hair would stand up and look out the window like something was there. And then this person would look and there would be nothing to see. And they're wondering, is she on another timeline or what is she seeing? So she's been doing the be here and the now on her and the orbs clearing, and she seems more peaceful. But this person is wondering if she has aliens in her and she still has a growth on her left eye. Oh, dear.
Boy, that's a lot happening. Let's see here. So the first thing is, are there aliens inside of the...
of the dog.
Right. Boy, that's a hard one. 90% a no, 10% yes, okay? I think they do pop in. So, dog is barking and upset. Yeah, it's probably seeing some kind of critter out there. That's what I would guess. Do you want to have what's going on with that? And there is something outside that the dog is picking up that we just can't see. I would say that would be correct. It's barking and it's very upset because of what's going on. Just back to you.
Yeah, I was thinking it could also be maybe some kind of defense against something that it's seeing that it's trying to keep out of coming into it.
Yeah, that could also be true. Uh-huh. It is seeing on some aliens out there or just something that's invisible that we can't ourselves, and dog is responding to it. So that happens quite often.
What is a good clearing to do in that kind of situation, Ron, where you want to, we can do this. I command my body energy to shrink wrap. But a dog, I don't know if a dog could, maybe you could try doing the shrink wrap for your dog since the dog is, you're in charge of the dog and the dog, I've often, heard about this. I don't know if it's true, but that animals, I believe it's true, but animals can kind of take on the spiritual life of the people that own it. A lot of the times, especially dogs and cats that are very, and some others that are, very close to people.
Yeah,
so maybe try doing a shrink wrap for it.
Yeah, they can do that. The shrink wrap might be a very good thing to do. Very, very good. And you can do that for your animals, too. But we'll do it right now for your animals. They give you a little helping hand here. Here we go. So, go one, two, three, four, five, six, there it's getting connected, seven, eight, nine, and, but again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and hey, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, so it looks like tonight might be animal night, Ron, because I have another testimonial, and thank you for doing that sample clearing. That was great. I actually felt a big release from that myself, even though I don't have any pets. So thank you.
But
and,
you may have something attached to you. I told this story a long time ago, but a person was watching TV, and they had a situation where they're watching something, and it had to do, I think, with elephants. And the elements were somehow not in too good of shape, whatever was happening. In fact, I even think I saw that. I believe something was happening, maybe a flood in some country, and they used the elephants because the elephants, I guess, came to help or something like that, and poor elephants were stepping on, broken glass and metal, stuff under because they were walking through water. Their feet were all bloody. I'm sorry, probably making people feel awful. But what can happen is, as you have compassion, well, what we're going to do now is clear it.
I know. I was just thinking, oh, the poor elephant.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to clear this here, as we're probably all feeling this. Just by me mentioning it to you. And we're going to take away the energy of what you just got through talking about. And peace. So right away, you could visually, as you're hearing me talk about this here, you may have tuned into an elephant's foot or looking at an elephant that you've seen on TV, kind of relating to it. And now all of a sudden, your heart opens up and you feel awful because it's happening. But the elephant could pop into you, and then you wonder why you're gaining weight, okay? You're gaining weight only because, fortunately, the elephant's large, and your body's trying to accommodate this energy. So let's release that from you. Here we go. One, two, boy, I don't want to do that one again. Three, four, and five, and again, one, two, three, four, and five. Oh, dear. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Buddy, there we go. And I hope that helps all of you here. In fact, I'll do it again. So maybe you saw something else on TV that was having a condition, a problem. And so you're like, uh-oh. Here we go. Bring up your own situation. Help you clear that. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, your own particular situation. Two, three, four, and five, here, and one, oh boy, two, three, four, and five. Do it again here, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, that's you, Elizabeth.
Wow, heavy. I think we have a lot of animal lovers out there, Ron. It's very heavy. So, yeah, if you're feeling this, write me, clsquestions@yahoo.com. Let me know what you felt, how you felt about the last couple of samples that Ron did. If you had any reactions one way or the other, that would be great. Love to hear from you guys. So we always like to hear on the show how the clearings are working for people. Okay, so getting back to the cat question, this person did an emotional clearing for his cats who came from other homes, and now they all get along better and are also nicer to this person, I guess. So I guess this person had a cat and adopted other cats and did an emotional clearing for the cats, and now they're all getting along. That's interesting.
Great.
Yeah. So it does help to clear out that emotional baggage, because animals can definitely be traumatized. And, you know, I see that a lot of times on the reality shows where people go in and they have to kind of like rehabilitate the dogs because, and the cats and, you know, whatever other animals. But what always amazes me is how quickly they learn, whereas humans try to take forever and ever because we have all this like complicated mind energy and baggage from our past. So that's great. Okay, so this listener also has a question, and they're asking, this is interesting, Ron, does it matter in what order we do the clearings, such as mind to heart drop and be here now? Do they affect each other?
Imagine affecting each other, no. Maybe giving you a little more of that energy, yes. As far as order, I don't think it matters. You might try it yourself. Maybe there might be a slight difference on how your body is relating to the energy. And also, if you do the 2,000 Year of Darkness barcode, you'll probably be much... What am I trying to use here? Probably much easier to do. I'd actually feel more energy coming into you after you did that, because that's only there to keep you from not understanding. So, in fact, we'll do that right now. We'll do the 2,000 Year of Darkness barcode. Remember, it's a long process, you know, 100 years at a time, but we'll just do this last 100 years here. So here we go. 1, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Stronger. Some more of your stuff, everybody. Stronger. 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 And stronger. Okay, see how you're feeling?
Okay, thank you, Ron. That is a great healing. And it's actually one of Ron's free healings on creationlighttrip.com. And if you look under samples on the left, you'll find it. It's in the drop-down menu, 2,000 year barcode removal. And it goes from, it is quite time-consuming to do, but it's really worth it. So it goes from 2100 AD all the way up to 100 AD to zero, and there's 22 steps, and then step 22 is the spirit integration. So altogether, it takes, you know, a bit of time, but it is really wonderful clearing, and it's so great that that one is offered to us for free, Ron. So if you have used it and you've had a positive reaction, you can always donate. Donations are always greatly appreciated, and they help keep up the website so that everybody on the planet can receive healings. So if you've had some luck doing the clearings, it's a great way to show your appreciation. And you can also donate through the BBS webpage by using the PayPal button. So thank you, Ron. Those are all the healings that Ron does during the show are samples. So if you feel something and you'd like to explore that part of yourself in terms of your healing further, you can always go and purchase the whole lifetime emotional healing, and then, you know, see what your spirit tells you to do from there. So that's always a good one to do, and I like to do that one for other people too. It's a really nice way of releasing a lot of tension from different family relationships. Okay, so the next question is about animal spirit guides, and this person's wondering if we could have a sample clearing from our animal spirit guides.
Okay, boy.
Not really sure what that is.
I could probably talk about that. Typically, anything outside of yourself, like that, we'll say a spirit guide, if you want to use that term, they may be with you to help you out, okay? So, but it's just an emotional body. So all it's going to know is the emotions that you had with this particular energy. So I don't know if that's going to, you know, I did any clearing here. I'd probably be taking away that spirit guide just by connecting with it. So if you do have an animal that maybe you had in the past, and it's with you, the emotional body, and you like it being with you, that's okay. But if I did a clearing on it, it would no longer be here. But you could do self a website clearing, and what you'd want to do then is go in and do maybe an emotional clearing for that particular a pet or animal. As far as them communicating with you, everything else, I think that it's them, but it may be something else coming in. So you want to be very careful. That's all that I can say here. So just know that it may not be what you think. But they can come to you, with a different name. Or you could call your dog or cat or something, and you may think that it's them, but it may be something else. That's kind of where I'm coming from. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, exactly, Ron. I was just thinking the same thing. It may not be what you think. So I guess for this listener in particular, maybe also an entity clearing might work. Because it could be an entity that's trying to cord you. I'm not sure. But that could also be a good one. And Ron also does the entity calls, which are really wonderful. And that's a weekly call. And if you are looking for those and you'd like to get on those and see if that helps you out, the weekly entity removal special is on Friday. And you can find all of the weekly calls that Ron does, clone body removal, cording removal, and the other special weekly clearings at the top of his website page. Okay, so I have another question here, Ron, and it's a bit of a different subject. It's about parallel lives. And this person wrote in and said that they died in a violent event in the year 1430. They have a sense that in every life, parallel lifetime since then, they have died violently. If this is true, which healing should they use? They've already done the parallel life clearing. Is there an unlimited version?
Not yet, no. What I would do is probably go into the timeline and do some timeline crashes. That's how I would start to work with... I think they said 1430. So naturally, did it start in 1430? You know, I don't know. Was there a lot of lifetimes before that, and all you're remembering is 1430? So whatever that violent death would be, you want to get that out of you. Clear it. This might sound a little different, but you could do this. First do your death barcode, alien death barcode, and then after that, you know, do your stress one. That comes with it on the same page, just to maybe do it maybe a week later, typically, because of the time that it takes. And then after that, why don't you go back in there again and type the year in of 1430, maybe after your name, okay? And I'm assuming that that's when you died, okay? Oh, go in and do that. And maybe it can help to change what's going on right now with you if you're concerned about having a problem. So that's one way you could use that clearing. I'm only bringing it up because, you know, that's what would help you. And also, go in and do a timeline crash, you know, on that year. Also, whatever that would be about on death, maybe you could add some information to that, too, for the listener.
Well, yeah, I was thinking a timeline crash that year. And also, I was wondering myself how you found out about these past lifetimes. And if there was somebody who told you this information, and maybe try to timeline crash or somehow, I don't know, Ron, what would that be? To decode from whoever does past lifetime readings or any kind of parallel life experience?
Yeah, very possibly maybe this person went to somebody and they did a quote-unquote, we'll say, spiritual reading. And now maybe they're hooked up to you, you know. I'm not saying that that's 100% correct, but it's a possibility.
Right.
So if that person doing that would be considered a dark side practitioner, only because they're bringing in energies and looking at things of darkness. And from there, you may want to release that from you so that you're not connected and corded to that person. So whenever anybody's doing something, giving you energy, praying for you, sending you good vibes, which they think they're doing. Remember, this is emotional energies. All emotional energies have a consequence to it because it's in judgment. So naturally, you want to get away from that. So that would all be under dark side practitioner clearing. So you may want to go in and do that. That's what I would recommend. Well, back to you, Elizabeth.
Thanks, Ron. Yeah, I'm trying to remember the exact name of that healing. There's a dark side mind control transmission, which is that includes aliens and human practitioners. So that must be it. And that's a whole lifetime clearing, correct?
Yes, that is correct, I believe.
Okay. Okay, so maybe try that if you've already done the parallel lifetime clearing. So that one is actually called Dark Side Mind Control Transmissions, includes aliens and human practitioners. And I just found that by typing dark into the search box on the website. So hopefully that helps. There's also a bunch of parallel lifetime clearings, which can be pretty in-depth. So maybe see if any of those are helpful, too. A lot of parallel lifetime removals in the category section on the website. Okay, so hopefully that helps. All right, Ron, I do have a request here for a sample clearing. Do you want me to go ahead and read that?
Yes, that would be fine.
Okay, so they're asking if you can clear, or we can clear a jingle or a commercial maybe from childhood that may have put mind control patterns into our bodies. Kind of interesting.
Okay, so think of that particular little jingle or song, repeated phrase maybe in a song. And here we go. Gonna see if we can release that. I mean, this will just be the one time that you're looking at it, okay? So think of the time that affected you maybe the most. And here we go. So one, two, three. Oh boy, four. A lot of negative energy there. And five. Remember, if things come in, you don't know where they come from. They're energies, and energies of emotion. So that's, I'm not feeling too well. I feel very heavy right now. So let's do the mind to heart drop, everybody, in case you're feeling the same way. So dropping down, and your spirit to take your thoughts and bring it into your heart center. Here we go. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And wow, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie dokie. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ron. Okay, so let's get back to the questions here, and thanks everybody for sending your questions over to me at clsquestions@yahoo.com. So the next question is about the deceased loved one emotional clearing. And this person is asking if this clearing, the deceased emotional loved one clearing, starts back from when the day this person died or from the time when we start the clearing if we put it in much later?
Okay, the deceased loved ones, that one is designed to release the spirit. There's two different clearings, one for the spirit, one for the emotion. But what it does, it takes that energy and it gets released. So it will just clear it out, which is what you want to have happen. So it'll be gone. And then you have the energy not bothering you. And that's the process, that type of clearing. So, I don't know what else to say other than that, but it allows the person, they're not going to incarnate any longer, number one, the spirit, and number two, the emotional body is not going to be around to haunt you. The emotional body will come around and still be around, tell you what you should have done to that person or not, and, you know, it'll be probably pretty upsetting. That's the way the emotional body works. Although they can give you good thoughts, they'll give you thoughts inside of your head about that person, but sometimes it isn't really that pleasant, and you can't get rid of them. So that's why you want to do that clearing, and there's two separate ones. The spirit one is designed for somebody who, a person dies, and you could probably get their spirit out of here maybe, typically, you know, I'd say a month. So from, you know, a few days to a month, that's pretty much guaranteed that they'll be out of here. Going to 2 months, well, the darkness probably already has them, and they're off in the beyondo. So you want to do that spirit one pretty quickly. The emotional body, doesn't matter when you do that, best to do it as soon as possible. That way you're not going to be too upset with somebody who passed on or making you think that it's all your emotions while you're crying. Mm-hmm. And it's really their emotional body coming in, doing that to you. So you want to do that clearing. But whenever you do it, it's perfectly fine. The sooner the better. That way you can have some peace. So can everybody else. There could be a person who, you know, maybe just went to a funeral recently, and maybe a person was very well-liked. Let's just say that I would guess that maybe a high school person, maybe we'll say that it's a person who's in sports. Everybody knows who this person is. So automatically, you know, you're probably going to have 300 students coming to the funeral if the person is known. Maybe the school might shut down that day, so people can go to the funeral. So, you know, probably have 300 people, we'll just say, and plus, you know, all the relatives and stuff. And so all of a sudden, that emotional body is going to be body hopping into all these people. And probably saying, oh, I really liked you, you know, I enjoyed that time, because it doesn't know that it's really dead yet. It doesn't necessarily have that consciousness. It will eventually, but normally it may not realize that the body's dead, or it could know. And now it wants to tell you how much, you know, liked you, and it may give the person a thought. Maybe it's you, and all of a sudden you see pictures of the person, you know, coming on your your psychic screen. Wow, why am I seeing the situation of, doing something with this person? Maybe he got angry with me, or I did something that was kind of upsetting to the person, and now that's going to haunt you. And this thing will bring all these things up, the history. So you want to get that emotional body out, give some peace. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's true. Emotional bodies can really make our lives difficult. And this person actually wrote some more, and they said that they actually did the deceased loved one clearing for a dog that passed away over 5 years ago that they did not want to leave us. They felt the need to run it 3 times, and they're wondering if their dog is clearly in the light.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it is. Yes.
Okay.
It's
so
there. It's
animals. Yeah.
Yeah, it feels very good, very nice. Very sweet dog, I can say. Anyway, it just feels great.
Oh, that's great.
It's a very loving dog. In fact, its energy's here. If anybody would like to feel the dog, it won't attach to you, but it will bring that love energy to everybody if you would like to have that. So I can do that for you if you'd like, for everybody here. It is in the light, so it's only going to come for probably just a short, maybe a half a minute, then leave. Oh, here we go. I'm going to experience this beautiful, loving energy of this dog. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Very, very nice. Boy. Okay. Yes, a very sweet dog.
Yeah, that's so cool. I just started smiling for no reason.
Yep, it's there helping out. It might even take away, since it's in the light, it may be able to somehow take away some of the traumas. They normally don't do that, but it will bring in a lot of peace. So, and that can help to displace some of your traumas that you're having. But anyway, here we go. I'll do it some more here. A very beautiful dog. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Again, 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So what we'll do right now, in case the dog has some trauma that it may be picking up, take away the trauma. It shouldn't have any, but I'm doing that just to play it safe here. Oh, here we go, releasing the trauma. And the dog is now leaving. So here we go, everybody. Wonderful. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow, that was so awesome. Thank you, Ron. And I'm sure the person whose dog it was really appreciates that as well. Okay. So we're kind of moving away from the animal night and into the weather. And people are writing in about the weather and saying things like it's cloudy on the West Coast and very strange on the East Coast. So is there anything up with this weird spring weather? Nothing feels typical. Everything feels like it's going from one extreme to the other. And is there anything we can do besides the gray skies timeline crash?
Boy. Right now, that's about it. I felt the energy shift today. Pacific time, oh, I'd have to guess 11:30 or 12. And all of a sudden I felt like, mentioned that I had in my body, which I didn't know that I had any, because you don't know what you have until it's gone. Okay. And so,
like that song, Big Yellow Taxi.
All of a sudden, my body just relaxed a lot. And I felt like everything worked better than it did before. And I don't really have any problems. I just felt very, very loose. And
when was this, Ron? Today?
Today, yes. Uh-huh. Back east, it would be probably maybe 2:30, 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Anything in your neck of the woods?
Well, it's interesting. We've had incredibly beautiful weather, cloudless skies, 68, 70 for the past, week and a half. And then yesterday, all of these huge clouds started moving in. And I think there's like two pressure systems kind of fighting with each other right now. But today was weird because it was like we'd have 30 seconds of torrential downpour and dark skies and just complete blackness. And then it almost instantly we would have bright sun and blue skies. It's like everything was gone. And at one point, I mean, I live in a pretty small house, so like on one side of the house it was pouring, and then on the other side there was nothing. It was the weirdest thing. It was like there was some sort of weird dividing line between the one half of the house and the other half of the house where the rain was coming down.
I love that. Two different timelines joining, huh?
It sounds like it, doesn't it? I was wondering if you might have some input on that myself.
Yeah, that's what it could be. Very interesting. The timelines could be crashing into each other.
Oh. Yeah, that's what it feels like to me on the whole kind of East Coast here. And then I know people further east have been saying, like, it's been a really crappy spring and, you know, it's been cold and there's this weird chilly sea breeze that's coming in off of the coast. And so they're not having a very good spring. But somebody else wrote to me today on the West Coast about a lot of clouds over San Diego, and you know San Diego is like the sunniest city in the U.S. So it seems like there's a lot maybe going on with timelines all over the country.
Well, okay. Our show is about coming to an end. Well, I hope everybody enjoyed the show. We got another one coming up here. I'll just turn it over to you, Elizabeth, and we do have our 4 and 8 hour calls coming up here.
Okay, so yeah, we're going to wrap up a little bit early tonight, but we do have shows on BBS. Our next show is Friday. It's Paranormal Night, and that is also, I believe, it's 6:55 Pacific on Station 2. And then please join us again next Monday for The Healing Highway, and I'll be your co-host on that night. So, Ron, I'll say goodnight, and I'll turn it over to you for the final goodbye.
Here we go, everybody. Let's do the mind to heart drop for everybody. So we're going to command your spirit to drop into your heart. Here we go. So one, two, I'll do it the other way. 10, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody, thank you. On the next call coming up here. Just feel that wonderful energy coming into your... peace energy coming into you. Already there with you, but now we just energized it more. So, thank you. See you later, everybody. Thank you, Elizabeth. Good night.
Thanks, Ron.